And now, live from the Punky Treehouse, it's...
Punky!
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And we have got a word of the week this week, Tony. But I'm not going to do it straight away. I'm going to do it after the first song, which I think is more sensible. I've also got news this week about the fact I've got a bike.
You got a bike?
I've got a bike,
wow.
Yeah. And I've already been riding it. And it's really good downhill. it makes my legs hurt uphill. But then it's the first time I've ridden a bike in 20 years. As it turns out, it's just like riding a bike. It's fine. Yeah, it's fine, yeah. So you're probably listening to the Chup Chups right now, but I don't know because I haven't got any music coming in my headphone speaker type things. But that's on purpose. That's all part of the new technology that is Punky, whereby I don't hear nothing. That's all right, isn't it?
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, that's fine. Have you got anything you want to say before we play the first song?
No, hello, everybody. That's about all I've got, really.
You're so creative. You're so very, very creative. Hey, on Friday night, I met Norman Hunter.
Okay, Norman Hunter.
Yeah, you don't know who Norman Hunter is, do you?
No.
I'll tell you about it later.
Okay.
Here's the first song. This is The Antics. That was The Antics and Dare I. Did you like that, Tone?
I did.
That's a little bit. It's a little bit ting-tings. It's a little bit ting-tings, but it's also a bit crampsy. And it's from an EP which I'm just about to discuss. But I would like to tell you a little bit about them first. The Antics formed in 2005. They're a young, fiery five-piece indie rock band from West Yorkshire, described by thebeatsurrender.co.uk as recalling Jefferson Airplane at their very best, and it's just not. It's like a, but much more like he's a local music producer. They don't say what he's local to, he's just local. He said they're Blondie with balls. I think that's much closer. And I'm just going to find out about their EP now, which I did have information about, and I've lost it. But anyway, the EP is called Dare Right, and there's three tracks on it. Dare Right, The Cat, and Never Know. What I want to know is, Tony, what is The Antics MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheAntics.
No. And I'll tell you why not. It's because there's loads of bands called The Antics all over the world. It's okay. MySpace.com, for some reason. MySpace.com/TheAnticsUK. And that's ANTIXUK. So it's not The Antics Suck.
Okay.
It's The Antics Uck. MySpace.com/TheAnticsUck.
Fair enough.
Yeah, cool. Anyway, speaking of MySpace, I've got some MySpace latest comments for the first time in 3 weeks.
Excellent.
You may find that exciting, you may not, but I'll tell you what, there's some crackers. If you would like to leave a comment for us on our MySpace page, please do. MySpace.com/PunkyRadio. Yeah, we've had some nice ones since I asked, but keep them coming, by all means. First one, that's from our mate Biff. What's with the quality of the sound? It's only your voice that sounds wank. I didn't do it last week, did I?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, we did.
It's worth saying it again. Oh, hold on. Did I do a MySpace comment last week? I don't remember doing it.
Yeah. I think you did one last week as well.
Oh, I'm just a fool. Oh, it doesn't matter. Anyway, next up is a little bit more sensible. And this is from... Hi, guys. Thanks for playing one of our tracks in the latest podcast. I'll pass on a link to the Fit Birds in the band. Oh, and thanks for the friending. Ed, Screaming Banshee Air Crew. You know I said there were some Fit Birds in the band.
Yeah.
He obviously actually listened to the show.
Wow.
So thank you very much, Ed. We've got a little bit more goth this week, in fact. And I will play something else by Screaming Banshee Air Crew, because you know what? I like them.
Good.
This is the Dead 60, by the way. Gooper fucking Gooper. Thanks for adding me. Awesome show, Trevor. Now, the reason that I read that out is because it's taken me quite a while to do the latest bunch of MySpace ads. We had 30 to add. And I went through every single one that I could and checked out their page and did that. And Trevor, I think, is mates with a bloke who came up with something a little bit more inventive. Gooper motherfucking Gooper. Thanks, guys, for being the best effing podcast out there. You guys are the effing jam to my PB&J. I believe that's peanut butter and jelly.
Nice.
Keep it up. Liberated Leprechaun. And I have to say, Liberated Leprechaun, a lot more imaginative than Trevor. Here's a blast from the past, Tone.
Okay.
Hey, our new record, Pulse, will be online right here on MySpace until the release date, September 24th, which is this week.
Yeah.
Check it out. Dead by Gun.
Wow.
Dead by Gun. The Finns. Did you meet them?
No, you went to see them at Junction 7, didn't you?
I did. Well, they'd been up to my show on that rubbish station before that. Really nice blokes, and you know me, I do like a bit of Finnish punk.
Yeah.
Anyway, I have asked them to send us a copy of their new record, so hopefully we'll get it soon, and then we'll play it. This might sound wrong at first. My boyfriend and his friend just about shit bricks hearing you guys talk about Slew on the cast. Thanks so much, guys. You definitely made my life. Whitney. So we found out that the Colorado was in fact Whitney, and she was the one responsible for Slew. So thank you very much, Whitney. And last and certainly least, Daniel, the pirate, (from Denmark, (), thought you didn't podcast anymore. He said he thought Paul was old enough to retire. And that's what Amanda Nardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenarden So, Tone, have you got any podcast, Ali?
I do. Thank you all for your vote so far this month. As always, we still need many more. So if you haven't voted so far, please do vote for us. Go to punkyradio.com. At the top of the screen, there's an important please vote for us link. Hit that, enter your email address and a subject in a comment, if you so wish, because we read out the best comments. And here are the top six for this week. Punky Radio kicks ass, and that's all there is to it. Peace, Marcus. Marcus from XY Rocks, xyrocks.com.
I absolutely love Marcus. What a nice man. And he's on, did I tell you that the XY Rocks have just got signed up to an internet radio station?
Really? Cool.
Yeah, so needless to say, I've been in touch with them as well and made our services available. But I've not heard back from them. Although it is called Extreme Radio America or something, so they might not want to.
Right, okay.
What of us being a vaguely extreme radio UK.
Yeah. But hey, always selling out. That's fine.
Oh, yeah.
Go Punky. Punky is the show I always listen to. Love Punky from Boss Manth. Boss Mantha.
Oh. Boss Mantha.
Boss Mantha. Or the Boss Mantha.
Boss Mantha. Who knows? Or the Boss Mantha.
Yeah. Punk is great. Question: how many farts does it take to stink up a room? Answer: toot. Paul and Tony from Fitz. Thank you very much.
I didn't get that. Answer what? Oot.
Toot. As in two.
Oh, two.
With a T at the end.
Oh, right. I see. I see now. Yeah, that's brilliant, that joke.
Clean it up. Use it in your act and all that.
Oh, fuck off.
Here's a vote for this month. Great to hear Tony talking like a pirate well before International Talk Like a Pirate Day on September the 19th. Yeah, we missed that. My drink almost went through my nose listening to you guys. Keep up the great work. George, in the Eclectic Mix. Thank you very much, George.
Thank you very much, George. I mean, we don't really jump on the bandwagon of days, do we? I mean,
not really.
As far as I'm concerned, we don't need an international day for you to talk like a pirate. We just need you to be doing any impression of anything. Pretty much every day is Talk Like a Pirate Day in the Punky Treehouse.
That's all I can do. Keeps me happy, though.
Yeah, fair enough.
No shit sprinkling here. Still loving it, guys. From Insane Star. Every week you get
Insane
Star. Every week.
Insane Star, very good. We worked out, I think Insane Star might be a girl.
Didn't we get a name from them? I can't remember.
I don't know.
Can't remember.
If it's a boy, my apologies, but I think Insane Star's a leader. She's a leader.
No,
I'm going to get on with the neck.
I've got one last comment. Punky Rocks. I'm subscribed to more than a dozen podcasts, but Punky is the only one I listen to as soon as it's available every week. It's truly a great way to learn about new bands and have a laugh. From Naptown Chris. Thank you very much.
Naptown Chris. Hey, isn't that pretty much the same thing that he left on our iTunes review thing?
Yeah, I think it is, actually.
It's very good. Anyway, thank you very much, Naptown Chris, and feel free to nominate us at the podcast awards. A little bit more of that later on. Right, Tony, does that conclude the podcast, Ali?
That does conclude the votes and podcast, Ali, for this week. Thank you.
All right, good, because the next track is my History of Guns. You remember when we played it? MTIs?
Yeah.
And it was kind of sort of new wavy, gothy a little bit, and whatever people called it, it wasn't. And we said, no, it's like this, and we were obviously right. Well, we've now been sent their album, Acedia. Now, I did have the definition of what Acedia meant, but basically it means some form of spiritual vacuum. Oh, here it goes. A total absence of spiritual light. Spiritual torpor and apathy, ennui, apathy and inactivity in a practice of virtue personified as one of the deadly sins. Sin, sloth, acedia. Yeah, anyway, the album is exactly what you'd expect from them. It is goth industrial madness, and it does remind me a little bit of Amy Sex Fiend, only with a sort of more gothy than screamy voice. And it turns out they're a double act, mate, and there's a very, very nice bit of work here. And if we get enough response to this tune that I am about to play here, I will try and get a few copies and see if we have a competition for them, because I really like it. It's another one of those shows this week when every single song is entirely different from the last one. What I want to know is, Tony, what is History of Guns MySpace page?
MySpace.com/History of Guns UK.
No, MySpace.com/History of Guns.
All right.
It's probably been the internet too, Tony Nil. And this one's about you and your weekend hobbies, mate. It's called It's Easy to Go Blind.
It's easy to go blind when I don't see them, but others are. It's easy to go blind. It's a reason to be left behind. It's easy to go blind. Reconnected to, including my crew. Happy today, cause I'm gonna bleed anyway. Like,
connected, they concluded mind. Who we got today, I'm gonna meet anyway. Now who we got today, drag them in silence with a murder. Just say, go please in silence. Go please in silence. Go please in silence. Go please in silence. Today, I'm gonna please anyway. Who copies today? I'm gonna please anyway. Now who copies today? Sat in silence with nothing to say. Who copies today? I'm gonna please anyway. Now who copies today? I'm gonna please anyway. Who copies today? Sat in silence with nothing to say. We step off center to find the center of mind.
So that was History of Guns, Tone. I'm going to ask you again, did you like that?
Always.
I'm surprised, because that's not really your sort of thing, mate, but I'll tell you what, you maybe want to maybe listen to it again, have a slightly more formulated opinion. That is my sort of thing, though, trust me. Well done, History of Guns. It's a cracking album. Right, so this is the Cemetery Surfers, by the way, and I did read out what they were doing, didn't I, a few weeks back. My memory shot a bit.
I think you mentioned you were going to. I don't know if you did.
And then I didn't, did I? Oh well, it's probably done now. But they were booked to do Dragon Con.
Right. All right.
They've got a few sort of really good gigs in. Well done them. Anyway, I have a little piece of additional material involving the word of the week that comes from Honey and Dick, our new best friends at Jukebox Review. Right, and so I'm going to do it as a robot.
Okay.
Because I like to. One of our human slaves learnt a new one last night in a London pub from an English woman hailing from the north of England, where you might otherwise refer to a sexually adventurous woman as a slag, slapper, or trouser leg trombonist. You can now call them a mackerel. The reason is that these fish are wildly promiscuous and have many partners. Perhaps this has its origins amongst fishermen and the red lights of the docks? P.S. We think you won't read this out, as we got mentioned twice this week. P.P.S. By the way, huge thanks for that. Robot love, Honey and Dick. Jukeboxreview.com. Jukebox-review.com even. So, anyway,
nice.
Yeah, thank you. So, yeah, basically mackerel. That's right. We had a word for a slag last week in Slough. Let's have another one. Mackerel. This is turning into, rather than being the word of the week, it's how to slag off a woman word of the week, isn't it? Perhaps we can have one about a bloke next week. Who knows? I have got a second potential word of the week later on in the show, though, that you might prefer, but it does involve Norman Hunter, who, of course, you've never heard of. Now, the Tone, have you got to add?
I do. Thank you for your nomination so far. As always, though, the well is looking increasingly dry, so...
Oh, dear.
You must know it to add. If you do know it to add, and of course you do, everyone does, do email me your nomination, tony@punkyradio.com. Just want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination. Every month, greatly. Yeah.
We love twat.
We do love twat. It excites us. anyway, yes, email me. Everything's gratefully received, and I reply to them all. So there you go.
You do gratefully receive things.
I do. Always grateful. So this is quite a short one. And if you can do better than this, make sure to email me. I'm not saying it's not a good one, but I'm sure you can do better.
It's just short.
So this is from Ben. So you're lacking a twat, and I might have one. Jeanette Hayden, who's the principal of Hutchinson High School in Fairbanks, Alaska.
It's another headmistress one.
Yeah.
So it's fair enough, a headmistress in Alaska. There's only three women there, so it's nice to know one of them's a headmistress.
Yeah. So it's the beginning of the sports season here in Alaska, and my grades were...
In where?
Alaska, yeah. And my grades were fuck at the end of last year, so I started practicing with the team, and then the principal...
Toby, yes? Stop it. I've got something to sing. Nino, anchored down in Anchorage.
It's nice.
Thanks, yeah.
The principal tells me I can't play because I didn't make grades, and they never have checked grades with any other year, and it's my fucking senior year, and they won't let me play. That's basically it from Ben.
I think it's valid.
Port Aliki. So there you go, short and sweet. So you ready?
No, sorry, what was the last thing you said? Aliki.
That's his surname, Ben Port Aliki.
Spell it out, man.
P-O-R-T-E-L-E-K-I.
Oh, that's a good surname. I wonder if Ben's an Eskimo. I don't know why. It's probably of some form of Italian heritage, but I just like the idea of it being from Ben the Eskimo.
So, why not? Ben the Eskimo.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yep.
So, Jeanette Hayden, the principal of Hutchinson High School in Fairbanks, Alaska...
Is a twat.
Thank you very much. Don't forget, email me, tony@punkyradio.com, for your nominations. Titling is a twat, of course.
Yeah, of course, yeah. I mean, we will be the ultimate judges of whether anyone's a twat or not, but yeah, you're right. Please do send them in. It's amazing how many people around the world like the Is a Twat feature.
Yeah.
Now, I got a couple of birthdays, mate.
Have you?
Yeah, but not for me. I'm a queen. But anyway, here comes the first one. Dear Paul, I'm sorry I haven't been in contact much, but I figured this was worth some effort on my part. It's Chantel's 18th birthday on the 22nd, and I was wondering if you could either make fun of her about it or be really nice and freak her out on the next show. Or just say happy birthday. Cheers, Alana, nodding. It will be my great pleasure to say to Chantel, happy birthday, and now you're 18, you're legal. Raw. It's all right, I don't teach her. Now, it is also someone else's birthday.
Okay.
My mate Felix.
Oh, right.
Amble, on the 22nd. It was Charlie's birthday last week, and we went out for a meal, which I waited for 5 hours before mine came. But anyway, by that time I was smashed, so it tasted lovely. But it was Felix's birthday on Monday, and he chose to spend his birthday rehearsing with my new house band, the Sunday's Dolly Remixer. So I thought it's only fair that I should play a song for him. I phoned him up and said, Felix, can I play a song for you? He went, yeah, it has to be Wowie Los Args. And I said, the only one I've got is one we played before. He said, well, you know it's the best one, and it is the one that sums up the likes of us after the weekend we spent in Amsterdam / Harlem. And that's absolutely fair enough. So I'm going to play it right now, Tony, and you know it means I get the chance to go, yeah. This is Wowie Los Args and Demolaire. Yeah. Wowie Los Arg's Demolair, which is officially called Demolition, but they say Demolair all the time. They call it Demolair themselves, and the MP3 says Demolair, so fuck it, I'm calling it Demolair. Do check them out, and the best way to do that is check out their MySpace page, Tony, which is
myspace.com/ Wowie Los Arg's.
It is. How are you spelling Wowie Los Arg's?
WAUYLOSARRRGHS.
Well done.
Yeah, reading
it is indeed A3RSGHS. I know you cheated there. so it's probably been Internet 2, Tony 1. And now, Tony, I was wondering, have you managed to find anything out about this bloody GoDaddy thing?
Oh, I know a few things. Would you like to be informed?
I would, very much.
Okay, well, GoDaddy, it's an internet web service provider, and it should be your first stop if you want to create your very own website. And you can start by registering your own domain name, or if you've got an existing name already registered, then that can be transferred to GoDaddy for your site. And after registering your domain, you can then start building your site, and GoDaddy makes this a lot easier with their website builders. Maybe you just want to have a simple blog-style site where you can add your observations, pictures, and rants to your heart's content. Or maybe you want your very own online shopping store. Well, GoDaddy can
help.
Maybe
you do.
Maybe you do, and GoDaddy can help there too. You can add a shopping cart to your site and secure it with an industry-standard SSL certificate.
Which what are they?
That's a SL. And that will help protect your Christmas details. You can also set up a merchant account.
Tony.
Yes?
I need my customers' details protected.
You can also set up a merchant account so you can receive and process credit card payments. But finally, the best news of all, if you enter the code PUNKY1, that's
PUNKY1,
you can receive a 10% discount. Or, if you live in the UK, you can use the code PUNKY2. That's
PUNKY2,
which will give you 20% off orders of £20 or more. And why is that particularly good?
Because of that exchange rate, baby.
So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs. That was beautiful.
Thank you very much. And here's track 4. Tony. I enjoyed that track so much. And ask me why.
Why?
Because I just want to hear you say it. It is because that was the latest one that we picked up from JapanFiles.com. And do check them out for all your Japanese rock and roll needs. It's a very, very good site. Loads of great bands on there. And you can get stuff by the track or by the album. It's really, as you'd expect from the Japanese, it's really well set up. Really easy to use. Even I can use it. And that was Kunoichi Panda with their fabulous Hitori Asabi from the album Akai Itazura. And what I want to know is, Tony, what's their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ Kunoichi Panda.
Oh, you bastard. How are you spelling that?
I have got it down in front of me. MySpace.com/ Kunoichi Panda.
I tell you what, I'm going to have to stop you cheating. Is Tony... that's Tony 2, probably being the Internet 2, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's right, yeah. And do check them out. The album's really, really nuts. And all in Japanese, which I like, because let's face it, we're English and we like people singing English. Why should it be from Japan singing fucking Japanese?
Yeah.
It's fucking Japanese. Fucking Japanese. I really think so. Banana, bam, 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 bam. Oh, well done. Anyway, I want to tell you a little bit about the gigs I did last... Basically, my weekend just gone.
Okay.
Right. On Friday night, I went to do a gig that I thought was in Leeds, and it was for a fee plus hotel. And on the day of the gig, I found out it wasn't in Leeds, it was in Castleford. And I got there and found out the hotel wasn't included, and I was getting increasingly angry because I had to get the train there. I had insisted on being picked up from Castleford Station. I got really quite like a prima donna. So, you're messing me about, rah, rah, rah. And I got there, and it was the new Wheat Sheaf, the one that I did in May when Fatboy turned up, and it was just an embarrassing mess of a gig.
Oh, right, yeah, yeah.
Needless to say, I didn't invite him this time. And it was a sports dinner. It was an evening with Norman Hunter, who was in the England 96 World Cup squad. The England 1970 World Cup squad was the bloke who missed the tackle in 1973 that led to the Polish goal that stopped us going to the World Cup in 1974, and was also a Leeds United centre-back and legend with the nickname Norman Bites Your Legs Hunter. This meant that the crowd was made up of 150 gnarly old Leeds fans and football hooligans who hate Brian Clough because he was Leeds manager for 44 days and don't like Southerners. And I'm a Forest fan and I'm from the South. Oh God, it could have gone really, really wrong. When I walked out on... Well, before I walked out on stage, I walked out with my guitar to put it behind the stage, and this horrible little man, well, little, he was broad as fuck, in a... I would describe the t-shirt as aquamarine, but if I said that to him, he would have punched me facing, so I'll call it blue. He said, and I quote, "Hey, Banjo Joe, what the fuck are you doing here?" What a very nice welcome that was to Castleford. Anyway, Norman Hunter was a little bit worried about the gig because it was more of a mixed crowd he was expecting. He thought it'd be all blokes, and there were some old ladies there. And I said, "Look, Norman, you have to play to... the majority of the crowd. If you upset one or two people and the rest love it, don't worry about the one or two people." I said, "Look, you played football with no fear. Let's do this with no fear." He went, "Absolutely right." So we had a lovely roast dinner, and then I got up, did a couple of gags that people didn't laugh at very much because I was from the South, and then I put Norman Hunter on, and he was absolutely fantastic. He did a brilliant half hour, had some cracking jokes about the team, and was really, really good fun, and everybody loved him. And then I got back on and said, "Right, going to have a break now. If you want to stay and listen to me after the break, do. I'm doing a set." Because Norman Hunter was afraid to follow me. He said he wasn't going on after the comic. I said I hadn't really seen the sense in that, seeing as it was an evening with Norman Hunter. But no, I became the headline act at an evening with Norman Hunter. I went on after the break, and guess what? As soon as I started, the bloke in the blue t-shirt started screaming at me in words I couldn't understand. He was fucked, he was horrible, he was nasty, he was a bastard. And he was going, "Hey, fucking..."
Really?
And I was just going, "Look, mate." Oh, the thing is, Norman Hunter had said, "Make sure you listen to Paul, he's really funny." So I knew that most of the crowd would be on my side because Norman Hunter officially liked me, right? So over the next 25 minutes, I put this bloke down mercilessly again and again and again and again. And he kept shouting things out. And every time he did, I would put him down and the audience would laugh. And he didn't get it. And he would shout something else. And I would say something else. And even the blokes on his table would just... staring at him going, "What a prick." It got so bad at one point that I said, "Look, mate, you think it's really easy. You think you're being really funny. Why don't we swap places? Why don't you come up and tell a joke? I knew it was a risk, but I let him. He staggered over with a big smile on his face like he'd won, got the mic in his hand, and as soon as he looked around at the crowd, froze. It was a beautiful thing. Handed me the mic back, said he was very sorry and walked off. And I said, there you go, mate. Not so easy, is it? Huge round of applause, huge cheer. Paulie B walked off smiling. Now, I did have some minor fear there that he might have been waiting for me outside. Fortunately, the only thing he could wait for was the fucking bog so he could be sick, the twat. Still, one of his mates came over who seemed to think that he'd been really funny, despite the fact he hadn't, and said, and I quote, and this is Word of the Week Part 2, he said, hey, he gave you a re-pillicking then, didn't he? A pillicking. He gave you a re-pillicking. And I went, mate, whether he did or not, you don't know, but the whole world's going to hear that next week. I'll say the whole world, the 10 listeners we've got in and around South America. But yeah, so my second word of the week is pillicking.
Right.
Now, have I said that this is the Guanabats?
No.
I have now. Now, on Saturday, I had to get to Chester. And it took absolutely ages, and I got on the last leg of the journey was from Manchester Piccadilly to Chester, and I got on a train that stopped at absolutely everywhere, including the Moon, Ulaanbaatar and Shrewsbury. I finally got to Chester about 5 o'clock, got to the gig, met a Geordie bloke straight away who saw me setting up, and when I walked over he said you're the comedian. I went, yes. He went, tell us a joke, and I went, no. And he pissed himself laughing, and that was it. We were mates then. And what a fabulous man. He wasn't actually Geordie. He's from Yarm, the home of tall trees for all you disco dancers out there. And until recently, he had a record shop, and he sold it. And he sold his house, and he went to South America. He went to Brazil, to be precise, and he went to work on his brother's organic coffee farm. He also recommended to me that I went to Brazil because all the girls want to come to England. He didn't say because you're a good-looking bloke or because you're quite funny. He just said, you'll pull because they just want to come to England. I went, all right, fair enough. So anyway, the ticket's booked. And the gig that night featured a guy called Adam Smith and a guy called Jim Grant and me. And there were some stag doos in that were dressed up funny. And Adam didn't do that well, but he's a very deadpan dry act, and it was a real sort of party crowd. Jim did a good job, and then I went on and had an absolutely lovely time. It was fantastic. So thank you very much to everyone at Alexander's in Chester. And while I'm there, you will know that Elliot is from round there.
Yeah.
And he did try and call me on Skype today, and I declined it, and I would like to explain why, because someone else tried to call me the other day on Skype, and basically I'm not going to be talking to people on Skype. We're only using it to make the show, and I'll only be using it to record on other people's shows. I don't want to really go down that road. So thank you very much for trying to get in touch, but if you don't mind, will you just get in touch in the more conventional ways, which are by emailing paulieb@punkyradio or myspace.com/punkyradio or message me on Facebook, which is what Jay Bones did. You see, this all links in beauty. Jay Bones, of course, runs Red Ambience Records and is the lead singer with Fousey Gish, South Africa's premier ska punk band. And Jay was over for 5 days, and he agreed to meet me on, well, asked if he could meet up with me. I said yes, of course. Now, I could have stayed over in Chester and got the train back, but I knew that if I did that, I wouldn't have got back until too late to go and meet Jay Bones. So at my own expense, out of my own pocket, with my own money, I bribed the other two comics that were on the bill who were going back to Brighton to drop me off in Luton. And then I got a cab back from Luton. Total cost, to myself, an extra £60. Now, £60 is, what, 4.5 psycho pounds?
Yeah.
Which is about 900 bucks and is about 30,000 rand, for those of you in South Africa. I got on the train at 6:30, having left him a Facebook message before I left, saying I should be down about 7:30. I got a phone call from him at 6:45 saying, mate, I'm sorry, I've messed up, I'm in Brighton. I got the days wrong, I thought I was meeting you last night. And I said, well, you're a prick then, aren't you? And he said, I'm very, very sorry. And I said, needless to say, you're going to get a fucking roasting on Punky this week. And he is. I cannot believe the trouble I went to meet that bloke, and he didn't bloody show up. Oh, so annoying. So I went out in Camden by myself and ended up in an Irish bar and watched us lose the Ryder Cup. So it just kept getting better. Then I got on the train home and bumped into two people that come down to my comedy show. But I'll tell you more about that after the next song. And bizarrely, for deja vu reasons, this is Stephen Dale Pettit. And I will tell you all about it after this, I think. Would that make sense?
That makes sense, yep.
Yep. Stephen Dale Pettit, I'll tell you what tone, better answer.
West Ham top deck on a 52 bus. You're sitting there, no cares, like you got it sussed. I don't mean to be unkind, but I think you've lost your mind. Old Joe's big promises are beating the dust. I wanna scream and shout at body. Somebody somewhere has gotta have a better answer. Pretend I can't seem to comprehend. I just wanna smoke my cigarettes. I wanna scream and shout at body. Somebody somewhere has gotta have a better answer. Somewhere has got to have a better answer.
That's Stephen Dale Pettit, or Petit, and better answer. Tone, that's a little bit of a departure for us. A little bit of rock and blues rather than the usual weirdness. That's been sent through from Manila PR, our friends. And to my shame, I don't know whether you call him Stephen Dale Pettit or Stephen Dale Petit, even though I should, because he's well famous. Guitar player, session musician and band member of loads of famous bands down the years, going back 30 years, including Pink Floyd. That's easy for me to say. Pink Floyd. Pink Floyd and the like. So what one knows, Tony, what is his MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ Stephen Dale Petit or Petit.
Yes. Yes, it is. Well done. So that is now, what, that's probably been Internet 2. Tony 3. Oh, good Lord. That's why I was getting confused. But that's for us to know and you lot to find out.
Yeah.
This, of course, is Mustang Lightning, who... Yeah. I do like very much, and they've got some new stuff out. I've asked them to send us it. We might get it at some point.
Oh, cool.
So yeah, so I got on the train back from bloody London on Sunday night and bumped into these people that come down to the comedy show, and they were absolutely leathered. I did successfully persuade them to come to Dolly Remixture, which is this Sunday.
Yay.
At last. It's been weeks in the planning. I was going to say months, but that would be a lie. It's going to be an absolutely fantastic show. It features Miss Zara and Miss Frankie Wild dancing. The headline band are Dr. Dawson's Boogie Band. We've got the house band Dying Inside, featuring Felix and Lukes and Coops in Newtown Centres. Stand-up comedy from Paul Harry Allen and Magic from Lee Smith and Dan Rogerson. There's also a pre-show market and disco featuring DJ Roach and stalls from the likes of Farley's Green Salon. Of course it is. Interesting nails for bizarre people only. Helen Rochford shop and all sorts of things, so do get down. Food will be available until 8 o'clock, doors open 6 o'clock. If you want an advance ticket, best thing to do is get in touch with me, you know how, or you can pay £10 on the door if you want to give me an extra £2. Sounds alright, doesn't it?
Sounds great.
It's going to be such a good night. It's really, really brilliant. I can't wait for it. I would like to tell you what I'm doing before that, though. Thursday, Friday, Saturday this week, I'm at Birmingham Jonglers. And it's a really good bill. Martin Big Pig, Junior Simpson, someone else I can't remember to my shame, and me. But if you are in the Birmingham area and you fancy coming down and say hi, do come and see me at Birmingham Jonglers. I'm sure it'll be very good fun. I quite like Birmingham Jonglers. It's one of the bigger ones, but last time I was there, it was great fun. And I do like the Brummies. They are funny. They don't mind me taking a piss.
Yeah.
Unlike the Leeds United fans who do take offence. So, Tony, have you got anything to push? You've got a gig, haven't you? Come on.
I've got a gig next week, which is my side project, Right Hand Pink's first gig. At the Town Mill Battle of the Bands, the 2nd of October. We have a MySpace now, myspace.com/righthandpink. Just the one song on there, which is from my album. But Carl is singing, Paige on keyboard, should be a good laugh. We're going to wear some kind of pink.
Right, well, I think that Right Hand Pink should add Punky so I can put them in our top friends for a while.
That would make sense, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't it just?
Yes.
My apologies to El Draco, but it means that they will be being replaced. Still, you're not in them anymore. Who cares? They were a great band. They were a great band, you know. Have they got another lineup yet?
They've got a new guitarist, but they're looking for a new bassist.
All right. So how can potential bassists get in touch?
They go to myspace.com/eldraco, E-L-D-R-A-C-O. Email them. Great band.
See, I'm good, aren't I? I do help out your bands. like anyone's going to get in touch. Yeah. I can play the bass. Where do you live? Morocco. So anyway, my bike, Tony, it's a beach cruiser. I got it from Felix. It's called an Animal. And apparently they were a limited edition promotional item, and I'm not likely to see anyone riding one, but it is going to feature in the next Mad Bikes of Hitchin Ride Out, which is on Saturday, October the 4th. And I am going to be around for it. I wasn't around for the first one because that's when my next comedy shows are, but more of that next week. It's time now for the last track. Now, this is a band called the Phrasemongers. They're from Germany. And cool. They're mates with the Bleach Boys. That was how we found out about them. Bleach Boys said to me, do you mind if we get our friends the Phrasemongers say stuff? I said, if they're friends of yours, mate, no. But they did, anyway. And we're going to play a track now. I think I've got it to hand. Here. Oh, I'm organised for once. This is from their 5-track EP, Humphrey, which is good old-fashioned punk rock, but fairly rocky as well. And I'm saving track 3, Don't Jackal Mr. Hyde, for our Halloween show, because
nice.
after saying we don't pay any attention to sort of quirky dates and that. We always do a Halloween show, don't we?
Yeah.
And it's always the best one. I can say that with confidence because all of our music is Halloween-y, so when it gets to Halloween, we're a pair of Halloweeners. What I want to know is, what's the Phrasemongers MySpace page?
myspace.com/Phrasemongers.
Oh, you bastard. It is, yeah. Did you check this afternoon? You've been very sneaky this week.
No.
It is. It's myspace.com/Phrasemongers, PHRASEMONGERS. It's Tony 4 at Paulie B in the Internet 2. And this is Drag You Down.
Drag you down, they fall us up from the road, and I'll take you down. No. down by a canyon. Better check out.
So, that is the Phrasemongers Drag You Down. You've been listening to Punky Radio with me, Paul B. Edwards.
Me, Tony Hearn.
Hey, wasn't that a nice thing to do? We don't normally do that. Please do visit our MySpace page or go to our website, punkyradio.com, and click through on the link that says Podcast Awards and Nominators in Podsafe Music, if you don't mind. We might as well give it a go. Let's face it, we had a couple of you get in touch saying, hey, why don't you go for this? So, listeners, it's another little job for you this week amongst the many other jobs we ask you to do. Don't bother voting for us at Podcast Alley this week. We'll do it next week, yeah?
Yeah.
Because it'll be a new month, won't it, next week?
Good.
So.
Yeah, good point. New month on the Wednesday. Yeah.
Yeah. So thank you very much for voting for us this month, etc., etc. Also, next week I will have news on all the different ways that you can listen to us, because I did completely forget to do that this week. And thank you very much to Total Nonsense, whose latest show I listened to in its entirety, and it was absolutely fantastic. And very, very kind of them to say that I should have been hosting the MTV Awards, as you heard last week. I agree. I've seen some more stuff about it now. Everybody's saying that Russell Brand was indeed embarrassing.
It was awful.
So I would like to put myself forward for it. Not that I'll get the chance to do it, but, you know, at least I can say I put myself out there. I gave myself the chance. If you're listening out there in MTV land, Paul B. Edwards is the man for you. Make sure you check out all the bands that are on this week's show. They're on our MySpace Top Friends, or they should all be on our MySpace Top Friends. Make sure, if you can, that you leave a review for us at iTunes. You said you might have some new US ones, didn't you?
Yeah, I think there's some new US ones, so next week. Yeah.
All right, cool. And Crazy Canardinans, you said you were going to send us your ones, and you never did. They don't have to be a sound file if you don't want. You can just send us them. But anyway, that should seem okay, wouldn't it? Hopefully, I'll see you all at Dolly Remixture this Sunday. And if not, I might see some of you at Birmingham Jonglers. Don't forget to check out Tony's new band, Oh, I Like It in the Pink, or whatever they're called.
Right hand pink.
I'm extremely surprised, Tony, that you haven't called it pink or brown, as it goes. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog. Now, that show, I think we can safely say we got away with.
Yeah, I think so.